Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and today we're going to talk about sunburn. It's the season, and you might be at risk for getting a sunburn, and I'm going to teach you how to diagnose and treat those sunburns, because sometimes you're on the beach, it's cloudy, you didn't even realize it, that there was UV light out there, and you come home with a major sunburn. I've seen a couple people in the office this week with just that problem. And if you're experiencing peeling skin, redness, or pain after your summer holiday, you probably got way too much ultraviolet light. Remember, UV can cause a burn. Typically, first and second degree burns can be treated at home, but some people can even get third degree burns from sun, and that requires some immediate attention. You got to take proactive measures, and I know that we talk about sunscreen till we're blue in the face, but I'm going to keep talking about sunscreen because with this climate change and the heating up of the earth, the sun is getting hotter than ever. The UV intensity is climbing and we're all at risk. And sunburn is this condition of the skin where the skin becomes so red that it literally is burned due to excessive exposure of the UV. And UV not only damages the actual skin surface, but damages the DNA of the cells. And that prevents normal mechanisms of DNA function. It stops your cells from behaving in their regular manner. It can create mutations and, of course, skin cancer. And what's the most common skin cancer out there? Basal cell. Next most common and more risky, squamous cell. And when you've heard a lot about melanoma. These are the cancers we're trying to prevent. When you're burned, your skin will develop erythema, and the skin's natural pigment, the melanin, perhaps has not been adequate to shield you from the sun damage. Those of us with more skin of color are protected a little bit, but of course it's a myth that people with skin of color don't require sunscreen. And it's a very common myth, and I see that in my Hispanic and African American patients and people with skin of color that sometimes they're more casual about applying sunscreen. You definitely have to still apply it, if only for the reason that 90% of skin aging comes from the sun and the UV. So wrinkles, crinkles, crepeing, texture change, breakdown of collagen, that's a big enough reason to wear your sunscreen right there. What are the types of sunburn? First degree sunburn damages the skin's outer layer. It can usually heal on its own within a week, and it's the most benign form of sunburn. It's commonly seen as just redness on lighter skin. If you have darker skin, you may not even see the redness. You might not know you have a burn until you peel or blister. Your skin might feel hot or tight, maybe pain or tenderness, swelling, harder to move muscles in that area, like if you're smiling or frowning, you can feel it, and peeling skin after several days. But you can also have systemic symptoms like fatigue, fever, nausea, headache, somewhat from the heat exposure, but also from the inflammatory cytokines and mediators that are produced with a sunburn. Second degree sunburn is damage to the dermis, the middle section of your skin, and this develops to the epidermis. It definitely causes some blistering. You may need medical intervention. This is more like a burn that's going to give the fluid-filled blisters and something like what you get when you touch a hot oven. Second degree causes very red skin, the swelling over larger body surface areas, skin that looks kind of wet, it's oozing, it's kind of got significant damage so that the extracellular fluids are starting to come up through the skin surface. It can be white with discoloration within the burn. It can be blistered. It definitely is painful. And you can have some heat illness or heat exhaustion symptoms as well, like we talked about with the first degree burns, but more like muscle cramps, fast breathing, fever, exhaustion, confusion. The worst is third degree burns, and these are rare and they do require emergency treatment. It severely damages all three layers of skin thickness, including down to the level of fat. It may also even destroy nerve endings. And that is much more common with a severe burn from, for example, touching the stove. But third degree symptoms can give you numbness, blanching whiteness or dullness of the skin and leathery looking skin, and the skin has basically been cooked. And so that also includes the symptoms of the heat shock illness. So if you're going to avoid sunburn, remember those of you at risk, if you have pale skin, if you're very fair or with red hair, if you have blonde or blue eyes, of course, previous history of sunburn, if you live in a warm, sunny altitude, if you're always outdoors, you have to take care. Remember, when you participate in outdoor activities like swimming, you might feel cool, but there's so much reflected light coming off the surface of the water that you're going to amplify and magnify the UV rays. When you drink in combination with the outdoor activities, the alcohol consumption can worsen your sunburn tendency simply for the fact that you stop paying attention, you don't reapply your sunscreen, and you're vasodilated. When you are regularly exposed to UV tanning beds, going out to a tanning bed before you hit the beach does not protect you. Some people talk about getting a base tan. This is a fallacy. So you cannot protect your skin by getting a suntan in a UV light bed. You're definitely going to expose yourself to extra UV light, and you're going to prime the damage system so that when you hit the sun, you're actually going to worsen damage tendencies. Complications from prolonged frequent exposure to the sun can be really harmful, and you definitely will get photoaging. Precancers, so if you don't get a full cancer, you may get a precancer like an actinic keratosis, a seborrheic keratosis. These are the little so-called barnacles that grow on older skin, the little scaly flat areas. You can increase your likelihood of skin cancers, definitely fivefold. This is so important to prevent. So avoiding exposure to the sun between the prime hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's okay to go out in the sun. We love the early morning sun. We love the evening sunset golden hour. And these are the times when you can get exposed to the beneficial effects of light without getting the UV damage. You can wear sunglasses when you're outdoors, cover up. Clothing is so much more protective than no clothing. There are UV protector fabrics now that are very beneficial to wear. Use your sunscreen frequently with a minimum SPF of 30, even on the cloudy days. The broad spectrum products that protect against UVA and UVB are ideal. An SPF of 30 blocks almost 97% of UV rays. And it's important to remember that nothing is 100% protection. The higher the SPF does not necessarily mean it's higher protection. It is higher, a little, incrementally so, but even an SPF 30 is going to do its job 97% of the time. And for remedies for sunburn, let's talk about those. Definitely take a pain reliever. You can take a Tylenol, Advil, or an anti-itch Benadryl. Antihistamines stop the release of histamines, which are released during the burn, and reduce swelling. Cool the skin immediately, so cool bath, ice pack is helpful. Apply a moisturizer, lotion, or gel. Definitely we use aloe vera. Hydrocortisone, topically 1% hydrocortisone is going to be beneficial. And leave your blisters alone. And healing blister is like a Band-Aid. If your blister bursts, you're going to carefully remove the dead skin with the small sterilized scissors, and it can then be cleansed with mild soap and water, and apply an antibiotic ointment with a nonstick bandage. Try not to pop the blisters, because that is actually nature's Band-Aid with all the stem cell growth factors and platelet-rich plasma that bathes that area. It'll heal faster. And try not to use the products that have the word cane in them, like benzocaine. They may numb the skin temporarily, but sometimes can trigger allergic reactions. And definitely, if you use too much of them over too large a body surface area, you can get methemoglobinemia, which impairs your ability to carry oxygen. And you're going to burn from a sunburn, so spraying a ton of a anesthetic spray on you is not necessary. You just got to suck it up. I recommend green tea soaks, tea bags, with green tea that are soaked are very soothing and calming to inflamed skin. You put them in the ice box, then you put them on your skin. They feel amazing. The hydrocortisone is actually super important because that stops the inflammatory cascade as well. And those are the tips for people to diagnose the degree of sunburn that you have, how to avoid it, and then how to treat it. And of course, prevention is key. I want you guys to go out there and enjoy the beautiful summer sun. Remember, early morning sun and golden hour sunset, that's when we can go out there with our faces glowing, sunscreen protected. Try to avoid the high noontime, going out running, jogging when it's 12 noon and the sun is scorching down on you. We don't need to do that. And remember that blistering sunburns really quadruple your risk of skin cancers. So if you've had more than 4 or 5 blistering sunburns in your lifetime, you're at risk. Be sure you're going to get checked by your dermatologist from the top of your scalp to the bottom of your toenail. The full body check is necessary. If you have lighter skin types, encourage your family to get their lesions, moles, and pigmented spots checked. You can definitely save someone's life by checking the ABCDs. Does your skin spot have any asymmetry? For A, B is border irregularity, C is color change, D is diameter bigger than a pencil size. These are all things you can quickly screen for. Always take a screenshot on your phone of any skin lesion you're not sure about. Measure it and track it. And if it's growing, you have those pictures to show to your doctor. Highly recommend that we take skin cancer seriously. We're living longer, we're getting more sun exposure, we're living on a hotter planet. That's it for now, guys. I want you to try my sunscreen. It's my Ultimate SPF 50. It's so popular. It's tinted mineral sunscreen. Awesome for your face with antioxidants and anti-aging ingredients. And it goes on like a primer. You literally don't need any makeup after that. Love, love, love it. You can check it out. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing sunscreen. And I hope you protect yourself. Stay beautiful.